We've just come back from a small trip to northern Portugal and Galicia in Spain.
Yeah, now both those regions are very popular with walkers, especially those doing the Camino de Santiago. Now, we didn't do that.
No, a bit too far for us.
But why do we enjoy it, Richard?
Many reasons. I think the main for me is fitness. We're both getting old, but it's very important to keep fit, I think.
Yeah, for me, I love being in the fresh air. It's nature, being in the countryside and things. That's what I like about it.
Gets you out of the house, doesn't it?
Yeah. Now, we are fairly serious. I mean, we have all the right footwear, don't we? We have, you know, like walking sandals. And then for the bad weather or quite more difficult walks, we've got proper walking boots, haven't we?
And all the waterproofs, of course. Waterproof trousers and a good coat.
Yes, when the weather turns nasty. Now, in the past, we used to use the old-fashioned maps, didn't we, for walking? But we don't do that anymore.
No, we often download trails from the internet and download onto our smartphones.
Yeah. I mean, what do we normally do?
Well, we like to go to, if we're away from home, we like to go to the local tourist office, don't we? And tourist offices have maps that they give out, little maps that show the trail,
yes,
which is always very useful.
Recognised, designated walks.
And the advantage of that, of course, is on the ground they're marked as well with little markers, aren't they, which are mainly easy to follow.
Yeah, I mean, basically they tell you four things, well, three things, that whether you're on the right path, important, whether you have to turn left or right.
And if you're going the wrong way, often there's a little cross to tell you to not go any further.
So it's, I mean, the idea is lovely, isn't it? You don't have to kind of concentrate too much. You're just having a wonderful time walking through the forest or wherever. But as often happens, we lose our way and then it's not so much fun. What goes wrong, Richard?
It's a nightmare sometimes. We've followed some trails and everything's going very, very nicely. And then suddenly we realise we haven't seen a marker for a long time.
Yeah, we say, oh, did we miss a turning? Oh, or sometimes, Richard, we get to a fork in the track and we don't know whether to turn left or right. And then there's no markers.
Well, sometimes I suppose if it's the markers on a post and perhaps the post has been knocked down or something like that.
I think a lot of these trails are run by or maintained by volunteers. And so there are bushes or trees, you know, growing in the way. Then you don't always see them, do you?
They need to be maintained. The paths need to be maintained as well. It helps if there's lots of walkers going on the track. Then it's easy to follow.
Yeah, but it can be a bit frustrating. So you walk along quite some way and then you come across the cross and we have to go back. So it can be a bit frustrating. And then suddenly it's hot, there's no shade. Sometimes it's difficult to continue. And I think we're always a little bit reluctant to turn round, aren't we?
Especially in the summer. You get a lot of brambles on these tracks, don't you? So you get cut your legs or whatever.
This holiday we've just had, right? We were climbing up those hills, I mean, on a path, and then suddenly realised we hadn't seen the signs.
Yes, well, it was a bare path, wasn't there? There weren't any trees or much growth, so there weren't any markers really to follow either.
We got higher and higher and higher, and the thing was, it was actually quite nice, the walk, until we got to the top, and then we realised it was actually quite dangerous to continue and to go down.
And we did actually scramble down, didn't we? Which it was great to get back to the campsite, I can tell you.
We do enjoy the walking in the countryside, but it can be frustrating.
It can be an adventure as well, though.